the She's Becoming Domestic podcast, a place for modern moms to listen, laugh, learn, and love the crazy life she leads. Here's Shanasty and Brad.
And welcome in, everybody, to the She's Becoming Domestic podcast. Brad Radisi here alongside my partner, Shanasty Ireland. Shanasty, how are you doing today?
Oh, you know, I'm just on my fourth, fifth, sixth cup of coffee. I don't know. I'm just all jittery, excited about this show.
And you know, Shanasty, coffee dates back to the 15th century, but I'm just really curious, who invented this, the coffee slurp? Are you a slurper?
Brad, I've got to be completely honest with you. I am not a slurper. I am not a coffee slurper. If it's going to involve a slurp because it's so hot, I will wait for the coffee to cool down. But what about you? Are you a slurper?
I have, as you know, zero patience, so I slurp it. And I just feel like I'm drinking a cup of coffee when I'm slurping.
Does it make you feel like a man?
Well, it just makes me feel like if I'm chewing gum, I might pop a bubble. You know, it's just kind of in that family of things to do when you're in Rome.
Absolutely. Well, we have a very exciting show for you today. It's all about coffee. It's all about the cup of Joe. We have a coffee expert that's going to be joining us. Her name is Lisette Gavinia Lopez, and she knows so much about coffee. It's going to completely blow your mind. Lisette, I've heard so many wonderful things about you, and I really want to start at the beginning. I've heard that you kind of have coffee in your DNA, so why don't we start by giving our listeners a little bit of background about you and how you got started in the coffee business?
It would be a pleasure, Shanasty. Thank you. So my family, the Gavinia family, has been in the coffee business for over 150 years. I know it's a long time. I'm not 150 years old. But it was my great-grandfather and his brother who left the northern region of Spain and traveled to Cuba as adventurers and became coffee farmers. And on the family's estate was born my grandfather, and my dad and my uncles and my aunt were also born into the coffee business. And that's where they learned about not only growing coffee, but also how to select the best coffees for making blends, espresso blends. So my family was in the coffee business in Cuba for almost 100 years before the revolution. And for political reasons, my family fled Cuba through Spain. They went back to Spain and eventually settled here in Los Angeles. And we just recently celebrated 50 years of roasting coffee in Los Angeles, thanks to my grandfather, who it was really his dream of getting back into the coffee business that got us started. And as you can imagine, coming as Cuban immigrants, where coffee for us is espresso, to Los Angeles, where you have a blend of all different kinds of people, but also the American way of drinking coffee was very, very different from what we knew. So there was a lot to learn, and we've learned a lot and grown a lot over the last 50 years.
And Lisette, coffee is such a fun topic. It's a fun drink to talk about. Everybody has an opinion on coffee. But all kidding aside, how much pride as a family member of your family do you take in the product and also the history that you just explained to us?
We are very proud of the products that we made, and me specifically, because I think the biggest reward about having your own business or being able to create a product for another is that people are choosing to buy your product. And especially with something like coffee, where you're making it for someone else, you're actually ingesting the product. I think it's the biggest compliment when people say, "I buy your coffee. I love your brand." And we take a lot of pride in ensuring that we buy coffee from the best coffee growing regions around the world. Most of our coffee comes from Latin America, which is where the best coffees are grown and processed. We take a lot of pride here at our company in terms of how we roast the coffee, how we package the coffee, making sure that it's packaged in a way that it's going to be fresh when that customer opens up that can or that bag or pops that capsule into their machine. We want, you know, every single cup that you enjoy of our brand of Don Francisco's to be consistent, you know, cup after cup after cup, because then you're going to want that next cup, that second cup. So truly, the pride of my family is in every single cup that the consumer enjoys at home.
Well, I have to say, I'm addicted to it now. I was just introduced to your company really at the beginning of this year. I was just introduced to Don Francisco Coffee.
Oh,
and
great.
I have the mugs, I have all of the coffee. And my husband, actually, I texted him the other day and I said, "Are we out of coffee?" And he's like, "No, your secret stash is put away. I mean, I have to like hide this stuff." It's so wonderful. But Lisette, I have to ask you, as a mom, I know you're a mom of a 7-year-old
yes.
boy. So
That's
what
right.
is your yeah, so what is your go-to coffee in the morning?
Oh my gosh. Well, definitely you cannot survive being a new parent without coffee and wine, you know. Coffee in
right,
the morning,
right.
wine at night. I know I've seen your blog posts. I've so
I'm
right there with you.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, coffee is one of those things that it not only gives you energy when you need it, but it also gives you that pause, like, oh, let me just pull myself together, you know, like the baby's napping or, you know, whatever the situation might be, just to take that pause to kind of re-energize, reflect, and then go back out and do what you need to do. And it's transformative in so many ways. And that's what I really love about coffee.
It used to be mom and dad's drink, seemingly. You know, what happened? Where did it just kind of burst onto the scene as kind of a drink for everybody of all ages?
Yeah, I mean, America has really evolved tremendously, I would say, probably over the last 20 years in terms of the types of coffee that we drink. There's much more of a demand for quality coffee. And a lot of that is driven by, you know, brands like Starbucks and other independent coffee shops that are introducing consumers to new ways of drinking coffee, whether it's espresso or espresso-based drinks or cold brew or even nitro. And, you know, it's something that's accessible to most people. You know, a coffee drink could cost anywhere between, you know, $2 up to, I mean, I think the most I've paid is $8 for a cup of coffee. But, you know, there's so many things in between, and it really kind of becomes like a status symbol sometimes, you know, holding that cup or posting about it. There's a lot of action on Instagram for coffee, people posting their coffee drinks they make at home or the little plume when they add the cream. You know, there's all these Instagram accounts dedicated to coffee because it's just delicious. It's wonderful. And it's accessible to anybody, like you said, any age, any, you know, background, you know, any socioeconomic background. Everybody loves coffee.
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head because you can't log on to Instagram without seeing influencers holding coffee. It is a status symbol. It's kind of like, look at my cute outfit and look at this cup of coffee. But you know, coffee doesn't necessarily have to be boring. And I know you started mentioning all of the different types of coffee and kind of the coffee 101 about it. But what are some maybe summer treats that we could incorporate coffee with now that we're starting to get into the warmer months?
Well, I don't know if you've ever tried to make cold brew coffee.
You know, I have not. I've had it before, but I've never actually tried to make it. So
cold brew is different. You know, I know now with the summer months coming up, everybody loves cold drinks, right? Cold tea or cold, but cold coffee is great. And of course, you can drink it. Cold brew is something that's become popular over the last few years. And it is different from iced coffee. And I'll kind of explain the differences. So cold brew is when you take coffee and you actually steep it in water for 18 to 24 hours. So it's a brew method that you use cold water to brew coffee over a long time. So instead of using heat, you use time to extract, you know, all the flavors and the aromas from the coffee. And then you have to filter that coffee. And the result is a concentrate that's called, you know, it's a cold brew concentrate that you can add water to make a cold brew beverage. So that takes a little bit more time and, you know, patience to have that great cup of coffee. But the result is a very smooth, very bold, kind of complex cup of coffee that has that really accentuates the natural sweetness in the coffee. And it tends to be less acidic as well because you're using cold water to brew the coffee. You're not extracting as much of the acids from the coffee, which are natural in coffee, through the brewing process. But if you don't have enough time to wait 24 hours, an iced coffee is delicious as well. And it's very easy to make. What I recommend is however you brew your coffee, use normally, like if you were going to normally brew, you know, half a pot of coffee, use twice the amount of coffee that you would normally use, like the grounds. So if you usually use an ounce to make your coffee, use 2 ounces of coffee, but use the same amount of water. So you're making what we call a double strength brew, and that becomes your base for the iced coffee. And you can either let it cool down over room temperature to room temperature, or just pour it over ice, you know, and add, you know, whatever you like to it. Or I like to drink my coffee black, especially cold brew. I love to drink that black, but you can always have fun with it. You know, add some half and half, some maple syrup, you know, even having a nice garnish, like really, really enhances the flavor. Like I love to use some like natural things that you find here in Los Angeles where I live, like a rosemary sprig or a lavender sprig. Actually really helps to just elevate the drink and the experience.
Lisette, when you guys can perfect that into a K-cup that pops out in 5 minutes, I'm all on board. my patience and my need for caffeine won't wait. But hey, I know you have a marketing background.
Yes.
Tell me some of the crazy ideas that you've had to shoot down when it relates to coffee. I mean, I know we have ice cream. I know we have candles that smell like coffee. Have we explored like plug-in scents or dryer sheets?
That's a great idea. Coffee scented dryer sheets. Never thought about that.
All the time.
Well, most of the requests we get here in California, infusing coffee with other things. And it's not really, I guess there is a place for that, but we haven't really taken that stuff.
Lisette, Don Francisco's Coffee is doing some really remarkable things for the environment. And I know we just celebrated Earth Day, and I really just want to make sure that we let our listeners know about the partnership that you guys have that's helping the environment.
Absolutely. So because we are a family business, and you know, we've been in this business for many generations, we have a long-term view on our company and our business. And so naturally sustainability is something that we really care about. And the way we look at it is the sustainability in coffee. So we do a lot of work here at our company to help the coffee farmer and invest back into the coffee farms where our coffee actually comes from to improve the overall quality of life of the coffee farmer. We also run our plant here in Los Angeles where we roast and pack our coffees in it's a zero waste to landfill plant. So through our reduce, reuse, recycle programs, we are redirecting almost 100% of our waste from landfill. And we also find ways of continuously reducing our use of, you know, electricity, water, natural gas, et cetera, just to reduce our carbon footprint. We also give back to over 300 local and global charities through, you know, coffee donations or through monetary donations if possible. And now we're extending our sustainability efforts to the consumer. So I know, you know, Brad, like you said, the K-cups is a super convenient way of making coffee, enjoying coffee, you know, having that cup of coffee in 45 seconds. And we now have espresso capsules as well. But of course, you know, especially since many of us have been spending a lot more time at home, we're more concerned with and more aware of the waste that we generate every single day. And of course, the waste behind these one-time use capsules like K-cups and espresso capsules. And so to extend our sustainability efforts to the consumer, we've partnered with a global recycling company called TerraCycle. And now our espresso capsules and our K-cups and soon our coffee bags are also going to be recyclable through TerraCycle.com. So it's very easy for the consumer to sign up. You just visit TerraCycle.com and look for the Coffee Pod Recycling Program. You sign up, collect your capsules, and then you download a shipping label for free. The program is completely free to the consumer. And as you recycle, the more you recycle, you earn points, which can then be basically given over to your charity of choice, any 501(c)(3), and those points are converted to funds for those charities. So that's a little incentive to encourage the consumer to recycle and continue to recycle. So it's a great program. You know, if you like K-cups and capsules, but want to remove the guilt of the waste, I think this is a great program.
Well, I know Shanasty and I certainly appreciate all those efforts, and just another reason why to give Don Francisco a try and make it your number one coffee in your pantry. Lisette, I have to ask you. So my sons play baseball. I grew up playing baseball. So we have like a baseball collection. Anywhere we go, if we see one, we buy one and throw it in the case. As someone who is just lives and breathes coffee, do you have a giant mug collection in your home?
I do. How did you know?
And I'm just guessing.
And like coffee brewing contraptions. I have like, I mean, you should see my coffee bar. It's like every type of brewer possible just because it's fun. You know, every brew method, you can brew the same coffee all these different ways and it'll taste different. The body will be different. The acidity level will be different because each brew method kind of does its own thing. And it's just fun. It's fun. You learn. It's like you're taking that pause to make yourself a cup of coffee or make another cup for your beloved, your family. It's fun. I love it.
Lisette, thank you so much for being on the show. We, if nothing else, our knowledge has been expanded, our horizons broadened. I feel like I've learned so much from you, and hopefully you learned something from us, because I think you can take that coffee dryer sheet back to the folks at Don Francisco.
Yeah.
Sell that.
If you see me on Shark Tank, you'll know, Brad. I'll give you some credit.
Lisette, thank you so much. And if you've never had Don Francisco coffee, you are missing out, folks. It is absolutely delicious. Why don't you let everyone know where they can find Don Francisco coffee?
So you can find Don Francisco's on our website, donfranciscos.com. And be sure to follow us on social media, on Instagram or Facebook. And we do giveaways. Just keep in touch with us, get some fun recipes, and stay in touch with Don Francisco's.
Okay, Brad, so do you feel like you knew? I didn't know a lot of that stuff that she was talking about.
Oh, it's crazy. The, what's it, the cold brew, the freeze brew. That sounds exciting. I usually just drink it hot. Even when it's 90 degrees out, growing up in West Palm Beach, Florida, you just drink coffee even though it's hot. So, yes, a lot of really neat things. And overall, just a wonderful kind of American dream type story there with coming over from Cuba, Spain, and here. It's just unbelievable.
Oh, I know. I absolutely love this brand. And as I had mentioned with Lisette, if you have not tried it yet, you are in luck. I'm actually going to be hosting a giveaway on Instagram at Shanasty Ireland. And the only thing you have to do is you have to follow me and you have to follow Don Francisco Coffee on Instagram. And let me tell you, Brad, the giveaway is awesome. It has every single variety of coffee mugs, and it even includes some of their information about all of the recycling with TerraCycle that Lisette was talking about.
Yeah, and those are admirable qualities that they do with the environment. So we appreciate that. And also drinking coffee is good. You know, Shanasty, I was doing some research on this, and a cat named Cream Puff, who would drink coffee daily, lived to be 38 years old. Can you imagine
no.
that? Now,
no.
Marvin, my cat, gets out and drinks from the pool. I'll let you know how long he lives.
That is not true. Are you serious? I've never heard that.
I'm dead serious. So now if Marvin lives past 38, I'm getting my cup, my chalice, and I'm drinking from that pool.
Oh my God. Chlorine it is. Chlorine and coffee is what's going to save us all.
We're not advocating that, by the way. Full
yeah, no.
Disclaimer.
Please do not drink chlorine. Coffee, yes. Chlorine, no.
Yes.
Well, this was so fun. As always, thank you so much for listening to the She's Becoming Domestic podcast.